Today's verses are 1 John 3:16 to 18. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Throughout all of 1 John so far, and in this third chapter, John has written about this theme of loving one another. Loving one another is following God's command, and that's a sign of being God's children. Although we may struggle at times to love one another, we keep turning to Jesus and striving to love. Those who do not love make it evident that they are not children of God. They are the ones who stay in the darkness and do not want to practice righteousness. This theme builds up all the way to verse 16, which is a very powerful and beautiful verse. John 3:16 may be the most famous verse in the Bible, but 1 John 3:16 here is also right up there in terms of summing up the gospel and being a great verse to keep in mind all the time. I'll read it for us once more. Verse 16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Again, this is such a powerful, beautiful verse that it's difficult to do much more other than to read it over a few times and simply appreciate it. I'll just point out a couple observations from it, though. First, Jesus laid down his life for us. I want to point out that Jesus willingly gave up his life. He had complete control of his life, even more so than any of us, since he's God, he is perfect. But just like someone lays down a cloth on a table, or lays down an object that he's holding, Jesus laid down his life, the most valuable thing he possessed. My second observation is another simple one, that Jesus laid down his life for us. It's so by this we know love. Recently at a staff meeting, Pastor Barry brought up a connection card question that he received after a message on forgiveness. It was basically, why did Jesus have to go to the cross instead of just accepting the hurt that we caused him by our sin and forgiving us? One answer to this question is because if he just did that, just chose to forgive us without doing anything, and our sins were forgiven, we would simply just keep on sinning. Jesus giving up his own life on the cross in such an agonizing way shows us how much he loves us and how valuable we are to him. We cannot know that Jesus laid down his life on the cross and be left unchanged. Again, we cannot be left unchanged by Jesus' sacrifice. That's what the second part of verse 16 says, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. As God's children, we are to follow the example of Jesus. When we think about it, though, this verse seems like a tall order. Jesus went through such great lengths for us, enduring the cross. This verse is really radical when we think about it. How can we follow Jesus' example of love? How can we live out this love that we have received? We know this is God's command, but it can be so easy to forget it, right? Verse 17 gives us an example of laying down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? If God's people have the means to give to a brother in need, God's love compels us to give. It does not make sense any other way. Just like the parable Jesus told about the unforgiving servant. The servant who was forgiven a tremendous debt that he could never repay, and then moments later was harsh on the person who owed him a very small amount, was punished for his actions. As Pastor Sean said yesterday, our actions of love and righteousness should be outward signs of an inward reality. That inward reality being that we've been forgiven so much and we've been cleansed by Jesus. Verse 18 is essentially that. Little children, let us love in word, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Today, let's reflect on if we are living in a way that makes sense in light of Jesus laying down his life for us. How is God calling you to lay down your life for others? We can start by thinking about the example John gives about our earthly possessions. Is there somebody or some organization that God has placed in your heart to give to? Or is there a relationship where we need to give up some leisure time in order to invest in order to check up on this person? Or maybe we need to start by repenting of our self-centeredness. We need to lay down our lives in prayer first, asking God to give us the right perspective, and then praying for that brother or sister. Let's love those around us as a response to the love that we've been given by Jesus. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this reality that you gave your life for us. Jesus, you laid down your life for us, and Lord, in turn, we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. Lord, I pray that you would show us what this looks like in our lives. Lord, we repent of the ways that we become so self-centered. We repent of the ways that it just becomes all about me and myself. But Lord, help us to look to Jesus, remember how much we've been given by you, and in turn be able to show your love to others. Lord, may the sacrifice that we do not really be a sacrifice at all, but just an act of joy because of what you've done for us. Lord, we lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray.